All right, there you go. Member-supported radio. That is track two off the brand new EP called Stuck in the Middle. It's available as of yesterday, believe it or not. That is new from Terraplane Sun on KX93.5. Now, the guys are here. I do have more questions before you guys rip into a song, if you don't mind.
Of course.
The recording process for this particular EP, is it you guys playing live, looking at each other? Is it layered? Is it 2-inch tape? Is it Pro Tools? How did you guys approach recording of this new thing?
All live.
It's all, yeah, most of the meat and potatoes is all live. We're in studio together doing like the bass drum track. We're all sitting there together, and then we do overdubs sort of sporadically on what needs to be touched up, and more or less, even to tape these days too, it's always going through Pro Tools. There's no, there's no way around that just for feasibility and stuff like that. But
and they don't even teach that anymore. In radio, they used to edit reel to reel, and literally you cut a tape with like a razor blade and like tape it together.
It's expensive too.
It's expensive in a lost art form, yeah. Right? Is it expensive?
Oh yeah, just to get the tape.
Yeah, crazy,
they
you guys.
They don't make it anymore.
They don't. Well, you guys are kind of a throwback in the fact. Well, you guys will perform live, looking at each other in a studio, kind of like Jim James in My Morning Jacket or something like that. You know. But you guys didn't really relocate to any remote place, you know, to facilitate the writing and recording of this.
Eagle Rock's pretty remote.
Right. Yeah. No, you hear how bands, they go to Joshua Tree or, you know, Big Sur or something like that to get the creative juices flowing. All you guys need is Southern California, apparently. Beautiful Eagle Rock, California.
Yeah, we like where we're from.
What type of music did you guys grow up listening to? I imagine it runs the gamut, but like, what were your folks listening to? And you guys have older siblings who kind of turned you on to good music back in the day?
All the above, yeah.
Folks were definitely, my folks are from California too, so I mean, the Laurel Canyon scene, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Buffalo Springfield, Joni Mitchell, that whole vibe was definitely omnipresent in the household.
Right on.
Yeah. The Doors, obviously, and then even, you know, later on, Jane's Addiction, Guns N' Roses. So
sure.
It varies.
I get it. Well, we're looking forward to having you guys perform for us. Really, you guys could rip into whatever you want to play. And thanks so much for being here to do that. And
thanks for
supporting independent radio. And again, if there's anything you ever want to get the word out for or test out new music on the public, that's why we're here. We're here for you guys. So what'd you guys want to play first?
Let's do the title. Yeah, we're going to do a song called You Never Know.
All right. Terraplane Sun, a KX93.5 exclusive in our Pearl Street studios. Whenever you guys are ready.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
Freaking awesome, you guys. Thank you so much for doing that. That sounded great on the radio. That is Terra Plane Sun live in our studios on member-supported radio, KX93.5. With the EP just released yesterday, I imagine there is a whole nationwide tour going on right now. Is that the case?
Nationwide, yes. It's
not the greater North America area?
Yeah, we're...
First stop's New York?
Yeah. We're going to bounce around for the next few weeks.
Cool. Have you linked up with any other artists for any particular dates that should be on our radar?
Yeah, we're going out with Imagine Dragons. We're doing a few shows with them.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And the neighborhood as well.
The neighborhood as well. It's us, the neighborhood of Imagine Dragons in New York, Nashville, Cleveland. We just played with them at the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, Hollywood Palladium. I wish the Bowl. That's projecting right there.
If you
That's
were called... so fortunate to play at the Hollywood Bowl, Paul McCartney was opening up for you, what would be in your tour rider?
Brown M&Ms only.
Only. Right?
The other Beatles.
I figured.
Terra Plane Sun in studio, all five members of the band sitting on a cajon back there.
We're all sitting on the cajon
there's
together.
There's a full-on, what do you call this horn?
Trombone.
Thank you. Full-on trombone, and you've got, essentially a mini keyboard. Well, what do you call that instrument right there?
I actually don't really know.
We haven't named it yet.
It's brand new to us.
Kind of alien.
We kind of just got it for this purpose, because...
Sure, to play impromptu, radio type of gigs.
So I'm still trying to figure out how to play it.
It's either that or lugging around.
And that was an accordion also that you
heard. Right,
and
we got an accordion in studio. We got, tight quarters here and a lot of cooks in the kitchen at our Pearl Street Studios. By the way, what do you think of our setup?
I like
it's nice,
it.
Dude.
It's
cool.
It's clean, man.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's state of the art.
Couldn't ask for a better location.
We're sticking around all night, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I don't know why the observatory show got canceled, but apparently you got nothing to do. Please hang around Laguna Beach for as long as you want. In fact, we're going to get the Polyphonic Spree, believe it or not, to play on the beach for some of our listeners in a couple weeks from now. Nice. Check out Pearl Beach. It's just right down the... this whole thing... I know, that's incredible. We were giddy when we found out yesterday that was going to happen, but when we launched this thing... 2 weeks later, Kelly from Block Party was walking through the doors for an interview, and that was very encouraging. No way. Right off the bat. So when it's all said and done, after you guys are done touring, you got to come back, let us know how the tour went, keep us in the loop as far as everything Terra Plane Sun. Speaking of names, should I know that reference? Is Terra Plane a thing in popular culture, or is it like a literary reference that I don't know about?
Definitely not in popular culture. I'm the only person that's ever heard of it, but it's an old American car.
And, is that what it is?
Yeah, there's a Hudson Terraplane back in the 30s, and there's a song called Terraplane Blues by a dude named Robert Johnson.
Sure.
So, yeah, man, definitely not of our era. No,
right?
No relevance.
Although I feel like Robert Johnson would definitely approve of the music that you guys are putting out. Again, we got a five-song EP available to the general public. It is Terraplane Sun. You never know, going on tour with some bands who are pretty established all of a sudden in the alternative world, so that'll be pretty amazing. I do want to ask you about your record label. I feel like you guys are the second band to be signed to that particular label. The first one, Michael Bernard Fitzgerald, and I guess a bunch of guys got together to form Trauma 2. Have they been treating you okay?
It's been incredible. I mean, they've been really supportive and kind of given us a lot of the creative control to do what we want to do. And, you know, we had other things and we could have kept going on our own, but we just felt like it was a great fit.
They have a lot of enthusiasm and fire,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's hard to deny them. You know, they have this real passion about them. So.
Good. I think the main thing is we had the band Gentleman Hall in here a couple days ago, and they're basically at the point where they could pick and choose what record label to be affiliated with. There was a bidding war, you know, and when it came down to it, they picked the one where it would give them all the creative control and let them pick and choose what producers they want to work with and all of that stuff. Very hands-off type of thing. I don't even know what bands need record labels anymore. I mean, you guys have had success on your own doing the thing as an independent artist. By the way, is there any advice you would give to an independent band who's working their day job just to facilitate their art at night, who would like to be in the position that you guys are in right now, making a living doing music? Some advice for those cats.
Work hard.
Yeah, just...
don't give up.
Improve your craft, man.
Right.
I say keep writing, man. We hate
just
that.
Don't get discouraged, you know? If you don't get a response, who gives a you know, who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, keep doing... Because everybody thinks you need this person to help you with that. You don't. I mean, with all the outlets everybody has at their disposal, use them. Get out.
You want a response, though, too, man. If you keep getting a negative response, then maybe reconsider. You know?
I'm just saying, there's resources. Exactly, there's resources there that I could be doing by myself in the garage. You know, the social networking.
Sure.
Or spitting your music in every direction you want.
Right.
Go for it.
Crazy. Yeah, you talk to every single musician that I've really... encountered or interviewed, even the most established ones, you know, from the super green people who are new to the industry and the mega established ones, they don't say, you know, say yes to anything as ever asked of you. But yeah, they all started off in the same place, man, playing coffee shops, playing stupid gigs, playing fun gigs, playing gigs where people are not attentive at all. And that's just what you got to do, I imagine,
had
right?
A few of those.
Right?
We've been saying yes to everything for a long time.
Everything.
Last night we just said no to Wolf Mother, so we're like,
I think we played everything but a wedding.
Yeah,
it's true. That's, weddings got money too.
I mean, my stint started in Vegas, you know, at the Cosmo, where in casinos. So it's definitely we've been through some stuff, but
we've been through war.
I'd say overall, just participation in your local music community, and you know, support people, and they support you, and
sure.
Don't give up. Keep on fighting
the
good fight.
Again, Terraplane Sun in studio on member-supported KX93.5. You Never Know is the EP. It is damn good. You've been hearing the song Get Me Golden on the air for, I don't know, I think we added it to our normal playlist like last week or something like that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So people have been hearing it, you know, and amongst all the other really far-out music that we play on the station, I love how we could get away with certain things like hosting a band on a random Wednesday afternoon. I don't have a program director knocking down my door to tell me to play Gautier again. You know? thanks again. Can I get another song out of you, if you don't mind?
Sure.
All right, what do you want to play now? I imagine, I think I know, but...
You may have just heard this
maybe
song.
Maybe I don't, right?
This might sound familiar.
7 minutes ago.
Is there a VH1 Storytellers type of moment you could give me regarding the background of the song, or you just want to play it?
Take a listen to the lyrics.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, Terraplane Sun in our Pearl Street studios whenever you guys are ready.
Mine to get me rolling on. love is worth the sacrifice. But now I'm sitting here when I saw the sign. I realize it is time to get where I'm going. Well, I hope you don't mind that I'm taking time to get mine. And you know I ain't scared to show it. Well, I've got a plan in the palm of my hand to get me rolling. I know. Well, I've got a plan in the palm of my hand to get me golden. I know. Well, I've got a plan in the palm of my hand to get me rolling. I know. Well, I've got a plan in the palm of my hand to get me golden.
I was just saying one of the perks of the job is having in-studio performances right in front of me, and that was great. That was Get Me Golden live in our Pearl Street studios from Terraplane Sun. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
And making do with really little to no sound check in our accommodations here in our studio. I imagine one day, you know, like those other stations that you hear. Sometimes you'll go and Google a rad band. It'll take you to an in-studio performance at one of those other listener-supported radio stations. I imagine we're going to get there one day. And probably buy up this whole building and have a traditional performance studio, whatever. But again, Terraplane Sun, you guys are going to come home to Southern California after this tour with a million more fans, I imagine, going on tour with the bands that you're linking up with. I think it's going to be great.
We're coming back and also playing right into the Sunset Strip Music Festival August 3rd, too, with Linkin Park, AWOL Nation, Black Rebel Motorcycle. So we're really excited about
that. Dude, you guys are doing it, and you guys are doing it very nicely. So again, thanks so much for taking the time. Is there anything you wanted to address or what did you want to say to the general public who might not be familiar with the music of Terraplane Sun yet? See a show? Go Google it. Google you guys.
Yeah, man, just give us a chance.
Absolutely.
Out on iTunes.
Give us a listen.
All right.
Love to have you on board.
We're on board. This radio station is, dude. You have a very unique voice. You remind me of that the Cage the Elephant singer a little bit, but you're not jumping up on the rafters and doing crowd surfing, are you?
I mean, I was looking at that.
I know. You might be.
I might not be sturdy enough.
Well, I can't. Again, you guys came in with kind of a stripped down setup, but I can't wait to see the whole thing live, you know, at a traditional venue. And I'll be there right in front in my, you know, bright green American Apparel shirt. You can't miss me, and I'll say hi for sure. Did you want to play another song, or we got to go?
I'm down.
You set to do one?
You don't have to.
No regrets?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah. Should we reorganize or should we just get into it?
Yeah, let's reorganize. Let's play another song off the record if you don't mind.
You never know.
And then we'll come back and
yeah. You never know.
We just played it.
On the record.
Oh.
You guys are funny.
We're screwing Mookie up.
All right, cool. This is You Never Know. It is the title track from the EP Terraplane Sun on KX93.5. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
KX93.5. We've been spending like an hour with Terraplane Sun in the studio, and why not? We could get away with certain things on member-supported radio. All right, so the accordion has switched hands in studio here. We got a couple acoustic guitars. You're still sitting on the cajon. Perfect. I believe that's what it's called, right?
The cajon, yep.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
And we've got an acoustic bass guitar, which is plugged in to our PA, and I love it. A little makeshift performance here, but it works and it sounds pretty damn good on the air. What did you guys want to play next? No regrets? All right, fair enough. And this is the last track on the brand new EP. Again, it came out yesterday. It's called You Never Know. Terraplane Sun, live in our studios. And whenever you're ready.
Well, I've been running around.
sounds good to me. Tara Plain Sun, thank you so many times over for coming to our studios. Don't forget about us, and hopefully you'll sweep through after the tour is done. And again, if there's anything you ever wanted to say or music to test out on the general public, we are here for you. Again, any final words, you guys?
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. I'm going to give you stickers to stick up Venice, California when you leave.
Excellent.
And also, you got to sign our wall when it's all said and done. Again, Tara Plain Sun in studio. The podcast will be available shortly on KX935.com. I'm going to play some music now.